Good morning, The Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. It's Naomi. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm just running a little bit behind my schedule.
No, that's okay. I was just calling to actually let you know that, so Vanessa just had a chat to us this morning. How is Max actually going? Because apparently this was just like a tentative appointment. It was like a...
Oh, really?
Doing well.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Well, this morning I've had a change of plans. My client's actually cancelled on me, so I don't need to drop him off any earlier than I have to today. So he is, look, he's doing okay. He's doing okay. He's eating all his vegetables.
Good.
I cut them up, like the carrots, smaller stuff for him. But I haven't seen a tooth yet come through.
No, so she was saying it will take about 2 weeks.
Okay.
It'll be about 2 weeks before you see the tooth starting to come through again. But she said if he's eating well, you can stop all the medication. I let her know about the Baytril. She was all happy with that. You can stop.
What about his
this...
pain relief? Morning and night.
In theory, like, he should be okay, but I guess if you think that he is showing any signs of pain, then you can give him a dose, but she said it's okay to stop everything, so.
Okay. Should I clean his teeth still? With the...
With the Cortex?
Yeah.
It wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what I'll do is... I'll double-check his gum line again to make sure that there's... It's really hard for me to say sometimes.
Yeah.
To make sure that there's nothing.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. And if you've got any concerns or anything, you can, like I said, it's not a problem at all for you to drop him off, for you to come in or to drop him off. And we can still do Doritos injection, like when it, like, you know, that's not a problem at all. She just wanted to, she was like, oh, no, it was only if he wasn't doing well. And I was like, well.
Oh, okay. Completely, like. Completely didn't get that right. But
no,
that's okay.
No, that's okay.
He seems to be doing okay.
Yeah. Because, she was like, it'll take a couple of weeks for that tooth to come through and she doesn't need to see you for a couple of weeks if he's otherwise eating and doing okay.
Yeah,
and
oh, mate.
Stop
he's
all the
doing...
medication today.
Okay. All right. He's doing very well.
Good.
Well, in my mind...
Yeah.
When I give him food, he eats it all, and then Dorito and Dudley go, ugh.
Yeah.
And don't eat all their food.
Sorry. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it sounds like he's doing well, and since he's such a stressy boy, I think check his gum line. If there's no concerns, then I think just leave it.
Yeah.
Because there's no point stressing him out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if he's doing
all right,
well.
No problem. Now, today, I'll leave him at home, and what I'll do tonight is I'll check his gum line again when David's got him. And because the other day it was a little bit dark at the top of it, and I was, like, trying to clean it to make it not like that. So I'll check it again tonight, and if I do feel a concern, I'll give you guys a call tomorrow.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think I've plenty
now,
of time to squeeze in tomorrow. That's not an issue in the slightest.
Okay. Now, what about, because I'm just concerned about it, I just didn't want him to get any infections or anything, because he shouldn't get an infection now. It should all be.
No, the gum heals very quickly. But you would know very quickly, like, especially since, like, you've stopped the antibiotics over the weekend, so you would have known by, like, you know, yesterday if he had an infection. He would have had, like, the gross smell, like, you know, he wouldn't have been eating as much, his poops would have been really loud, like, his breath would have, like, really stunk. Like.
Well, because I stopped it because when he was pooing, it was like, he made his noise.
Oh, darling.
Yeah, no, I know, I'm going to always start. Well... Yeah, all right. I'll check it tonight. I'll let you guys know. And if not, if I feel concerned anyway, I'll make it at a time. I can just bring him down just to be double checked.
Absolutely.
Now, since my client has cancelled on me today and I've got some extra time, does 1 o'clock suit you guys, or did you want me to come in a different time that suits you guys better with Dorito?
Oh my gosh, it's not a problem. Like, I've got,
Because I can still leave 1 o'clock, that's no problem. Because I know that's around your lunchtime-ish and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, I mean, unless you want to pop down, like, like 10?
What's
the time now? Pop down this morning, but there's no rush. It's just a Cartrophin injection, so, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, It's up to you. Or I could do like the 11:40.
Yeah, let's just do 11:40. That sounds good. Yeah,
too easy.
That's fine. Yeah, that sounds fine. All right. Well, that is not a problem then. So I will check it again tonight because it's so much better when David holds him and I can lift his mouth up because otherwise he doesn't cooperate for me.
Yeah.
And when I go today to see you guys with the Rito, I'll grab some more of those long application tab things.
Yeah, absolutely.
So then if I feel I need to, I can just...
I have heaps of them, so it's not a problem at all.
All right, awesome. All right, well, I'll see you a bit later today. I'm glad we got that sorted.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to freak you out with the spam calls. I just was like, I've got to call her before she, like, gets in the car and gets on her way here.
Yeah, definitely. No, I'm running a slightly behind time, so it worked out well.
Oh, gosh. Alrighty. Well, enjoy the rest of your morning.
Thank you.
And we'll see you, 11:40.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. All right, I'll see you soon.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Okay, bye.